Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
I'll be home.
Yep, it's that time of the year. Of course, it's getting pretty close. You know,
too close.
I know. All of a sudden, we had summertime, then we went right into winter and the holidays, and we had that whole business with the fires. It's kind of like, you know, accelerated things for a couple of months, and bang, here we are now. And it's cold outside, and we got frost, and it's just, and it's, before you know it, it's going to be.
We had more frosty mornings than we did all of last year. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, it seems like it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's because we don't have any rain, so it's just going to be cold this year. But so welcome to the Real Estate Hour. This is our holiday special, and now until, because we're on Christmas Eve, right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, so all my Facebook friends, everybody wants to go to Facebook. Joe is wearing, very stylishly, by the way, our Ralphie T-shirt. You got to come over here, Joe. I got it right here, but we'll have to get Joe to come over here and do a little placement.
This will help the ladies.
Just jump in there. That's all right. That'll really help. Oh yeah, block out the host. Go ahead. But I have the T-shirt in my hand. So if you want to go to Facebook and look up the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly, we are always live video here in the studio for my show. So if you do that, I'm holding up the T-shirt which says Joe, the famous words.
Fudge.
What?
Oh, fudge.
But we all know he did not say, oh, fudge. And
you
so,
don't want him to call in to see what
well,
he said.
Well, no, the trivia, don't you call in and tell me what he really said. But what I want you to do, now we're going to give away these lovely T-shirts. We have a whole bunch. We're going to give away two today, then we'll do two again next week. So this is for the oh, fudge T-shirt. Now here are, we have a couple of trivia questions. And Joe probably knows the questions at the end. These are pretty easy. If you've ever watched A Christmas Story, these should be no problem. So what made Ralphie utter the infamous oh fudge, which we know what he really said, in front of his dad? What were they doing together, and what happened to make him say the infamous F word? All right? And I got news for you, folks. It wasn't fudge. And if you can, and you get double whammy thank yous if you can tell me what type of soap is in his mouth that his mother put in. That's a toughie. All right, so that's question number one. So what was Ralphie doing to basically utter the infamous oh fudge, which we knew wasn't an oh fudge, with his dad, okay? So, and you get one of these lovely T-shirts. So if you want to go on to Facebook Live right now, you can check us out. And I'm holding up the T-shirt right now, so let's all do that. So that'll be
higher.
A little higher?
Yeah.
A little higher. How about that?
Well, we got a delay.
We have a delay. Okay, yeah. We got to wait a while. Anyway, so also you can call us in. We got to give the phone numbers, right, Joe, so they know how to call us. Give us a call, 636-1350. That's the magical number to get you into the program, 636-1350. The first trivia question, and you will receive one of these lovely T-shirts. Hopefully we have your size. If not, just, you know, order a size bigger, and or if you're a hot gal, smaller. But that was some Mike Kelly about the station management of KSRO. Give us a call at 636-1350. So the first question is, what was Ralphie doing with his dad? This is the movie A Christmas Story, to make him utter the infamous F word. All right. What were they doing together? And what happened? If you know the movie, it's a no-brainer for you, okay? 636-1350. That's the question for the start for the day, 636-1350. So the other ways you can get a hold of us, obviously, is through email. And there's nodumbquestion@gmail.com, nodumbquestion@gmail.com. And you can always get a hold of me through that. And and you can go to Facebook Live right now and see me live and in person. And also, if you want to see the show afterwards, you can see it on Facebook Live. But you can also go to the Chaos Row podcast, which Joe puts up. It pretty much goes there pretty quick.
Yes, it's right after the show. Sometimes it takes longer for it to connect in, yeah. But I usually do it right after the show.
Right.
And speaking of right after the show, we are actually... This morning, the pregame show for the Raiders
at 10 a.m.
A huge game at Kansas City.
That's right. This is for first place, isn't
it? Yeah, they're tied for first place.
You know, that's a horrible record. 6-6 in their first place. And they wonder why the NFL is having problems with viewership. It's got nothing to do with the knee. It's got to do with the play. I mean, a first place team, 6-6.
Yeah, well, that seems to happen in one division or another every season.
Yeah. Anyway, so stay tuned. The Raiders are right after us. Okay, so getting to real estate, because that's what we also do here. And I did a number of things this week, and I've been really tracking the sales in excess of 100% of asking price, because we're in that kind of a market. I mean, we only have just under 500 listings right now that we have actual active that you can go out and see.
Why don't you show the shirt again? Because we just had a bunch of more people.
Did we? Oh, they all jumped on board?
A little higher than you did last time, you can see your shirt.
That way they can't see my lovely face if I do this.
Well, that will get you more.
Yes, then I'm going to get more people to tune us in then, right? Okay, that's the T-shirt, you guys. All right, that's the T-shirt. So if you want to get into the contest, okay, what did Ralphie say, okay, when he made the infamous F-bomb, all right? So 636-1350, if you want to go ahead and enter the contest. 636-1350, that's not a toughie. Oh, by the way, they're going to be on Fox. When did you say that was?
There's a...
this is live,
This is a Christmas Story live, and I forgot the name of the main actor in it.
You would have recognized him. I saw them. I went, who is that? You
know? No. I recognize him. He played in that famous, when they skipped school to go watch the Cubs play. Matthew Broderick is in it.
Matthew Broderick's in it?
Yeah, that's what
it
says
here. Really?
And that's on next Sunday at 8 p.m. on Fox, which is Channel 2 here. And then, of course, the marathon starts at 8 p.m. on TBS. Comcast, if you got it, it's 35, I think it is.
Right.
But that starts at 8 p.m., and then you can watch it all day.
All day long. You lucky people, you.
One time after another.
You got it. Well, it's really cool, because then you can turn it on and see what the little episodes within the movie. There's all the really good. So who was the villain also? Because this is another trivia question that we should do.
Are you hitting more than one trivia question?
Why not? Because nobody's called on the first one, so maybe we have to make it easier for them. Or they're just waking up and tuning on the air. So
maybe
the first question.
They don't like the shirt.
But, well, the heck with it. That's what you win. I don't think we have any other giveaways here at the station. But anyway, so the T-shirt is so swell. If you don't want to win the T-shirt, fine. I'll give it to somebody else, but just call it anyway. So the first one was, what did we have? Oh, fudge is what the T-shirt shows Ralphie saying. And what was he doing in the movie to make him say that? What was he doing with his dad, particularly with his dad? Then the second one, the villain, whose name I just love. There's a thing called onomatopoeia in poetry, and it's the name equals, okay, the sound equals the name. It's really kind of cool. So this is the villain that haunted all the kids. He was redhead. He wore remember that Davy Crockett hats? Remember those? Did you ever have a Davy Crockett hat when you were a kid? Davy Crockett.
Not
Wild
that
Frontier.
I remember.
Remember that?
Anyway, I remember that song.
But he wore it. Anyway, the villain guy wrote that, and his name starts with an S and ends with an – and the second name starts with an F. So those are two questions for you guys to ponder. Give us a call, 636-1350, see if you're in the mood for some Christmas story. Okay, so getting back to real estate, which is what I do for a living. This is the oldest, longest-running real estate program, probably in the country. Why not? In the universe. No, I'll do what Trump does. In history. It's the longest-running one in history. Record numbers, yes. Anyway, so the Joe's holding his tongue over there. But the I've been tracking the sales in excess of 100% in it, because I it's kind of indicative of the marketplace and where things are going. So I first ran numbers in excess of 110% of the sales price. That means if you had a house, say, for $50,000, $500,000, it sold for like $50,000 over the market. And, you know, in the month of October, we had 18 sales in excess of 110%. And then in November, we had sales in excess of 37. So that's pretty tremendous considering they're over 110% of asking. So hold that thought. We're going to come right back because we have, I can't read that at all on the phone.
Ryan of Santa Rosa. He's got
Ryan of Santa Rosa. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. You want to take a shot at our trivia question?
Absolutely.
Go ahead. You want to do the first one? What was he doing with his dad when he uttered the infamous F word?
They were changing the flat tire on the side of the road.
And what happened? What made him cause him to go? That word.
He was holding the hubcap upside down, and his dad turned to reach for something, and it knocked the hubcap up in the air, and he saw the lug nuts flicker in the light, and then they were gone.
They were in the snow.
Yeah.
That's right. You win. Yay.
Nice. Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay, well, stay tuned, Ryan, and Joe's going to get your information, all right? We'll give you one of our celebrated T-shirts here. All right, buddy? Is he there? You got him? Okay, cool. All right, thanks, Ryan, for calling in. Very cool. All right, do we need to take a break? We do need to take a break. Let's take a break, come back more with the Real Estate Hour, and the trivia for A Christmas Story starts today, right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
For so many years, I was such a fan of Al Franken as a comedian, and was so glad he made it to the Senate, and now I'm just, it's like, oh, God, man.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home, and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Well, the love light gleams.
Good morning. Am I on? Good. Okay. Thank you very much. Good morning. Once again, Mike Kelly, it's the Real Estate Hour, and hopefully you'll be in a home before Christmas. We have a lot of people who lost, unfortunately, their homes due to the firestorms, and hopefully you've gotten settled in someplace so you can celebrate the holiday season. I know it may not be, you know, that much of a great season for you, but hopefully you've started the process of going through the insurance maze and, you know, interviewing perhaps builders if you've gotten that far. If you're in Coffee Park, you know, you may be talking to other folks, you know, that are proposing building large swaths of the neighborhood. So that's kind of cool. I'm going to talk about a little later about a great class I went to at the bar. And there was an architect and attorney, she's one and the same, who gave a really interesting seminar on what's going on. And we're going to come back and chat about that. Plus, out of that, Joe, we're going to play a shark alert.
Okay.
Okay, because there's shark alerts. You're going to hear a lot of those in the upcoming months because there are so many scammers out there right now in Sonoma County just trying to get between you and your wallet and your money. All right, so be careful. So we're going to come back and chat about that. But let's get back to the sales. So right now we have just under 500 active listings on the market, which is not much for a population of 500,000. We've had the sales were up 12% over last year at this time, which is interesting because obviously this is the time of the year when things do slow down, but they've been pretty dramatically higher. And a lot of that obviously is because of the huge, input of buyers into the marketplace. I mean, you had 5,200 homes lost. Well, then you also have 5,200 of those people who own those homes or rented those homes out into the market trying to replace what they have. And, I'm talking to appraisers because we're wondering, are we going to throw away this the last quarter of the year when it comes to sales? Because some of the comps are so, out of whack that it's going to be hard to really designate, which properties are fire properties and which are not. I think we can tell by the outrageously high cost, we call it the list price, sales price, the huge amount of overage we have for some of these properties. And you'll be able to see, there's some that are in 115, 110, 120, 130% of the asking price. And for, a property in the $1 million price point, that's some serious money. 20% is $200,000 over it. 30% is $300,000 over it. And we've heard stories and, agents, we talk a lot to each other because that's how we market your property. That's how we find if you're a buyer, that's how we find a property for you, is that the good agents usually are talking to other agents saying, what do you got? You got this. I'm looking for this. You got that? Oh, gee, I don't have it, but I know so. Joe's got one coming up, so why don't you go talk to Joe at C21? He can help you out. And that's how realtors, active realtors, network, and they want to find that particular property. Now, sometimes they find something that's not on the market or is going to be coming soon to the market, but they do what they call an off-market sale, and the property never hits the MLS. And I think in this time right now, I think you're absolutely doing your seller a huge disservice to not put it on the market. In our multiple listing form, there's a whole paragraph blocked out, bold, that states why you should put it in the MLS. Number one, we need full amount of pictures in a listing when you go to market it, but it's also for like the post fire. I know a lot of people that were using those photos to when they sold their house, or when they bought the house, they can see the listing. They can get an idea of the lay of the land, because if you just bought a home and it burned down and you're only there for 3 months, it doesn't have that, thing where you've been there for 20 years where you kind of know where everything is. I mean, think about it, Joe. I mean, if you went to your house right now and said, okay, and the thing here, and I'm going to get to this why I'm bringing this up, is what contents do you have in your home? I mean, how many people, go out and actually video every room of their house, but you got to take it a step further. Some people do that, but you've got to now open up all your drawers, okay, and take photos of everything. Seriously, because I've known a lot of people who had some very nice artwork, and they had no photos of it. They didn't have any receipt of it. So now they're going to the insurance company and said, those three things I had that cost me $30,000, I want to get some money on that. They're going to go, well, show us a receipt. It lost in the fire. Well, then show us a picture. Then they take a picture. So you've really got to be careful. And there's a lot of lessons to be learned out of this fire, and that's one of them. But getting back to the whole thing about, taking your property off the market or doing an off-market sale, it's, when you look at the numbers, there's no excuse for it, guys. I mean, unless there's a case where they say, and they signed off on it, they go, that's fine. Maybe I'm selling to a neighbor who I want to give him a good deal on, and I don't want him to be overbid. I want to make sure he gets it. You could do something like that. And I've seen that happen quite a lot. But the agent should put that in the confidential remarks. And they should be explaining why it is they're not putting that property on the market, because we're going to use that as a comp. And what happens is that these agents put one photo in, usually taken while they're driving by it at about 40 miles an hour. So it's a so you can't even use it as really as a serious comparable sale because the data's not there. Sure, you can see how many square feet it was, how many acreage. That's not the point. We have no idea what it looked like inside. It could have been super dated. It could have been super remodeled. A whole bunch of different things. And, you know, when I track the sales, there's not that many that sell in excess of 100%. Right. And the reason I bring that up is because I've been tracking now sales of just in excess of 100%. OK, like, you know, 101, 102, 110, 15, 20, 30, whatever. And the numbers are pretty staggering. And, you know, if you're not putting your home on the market, you know, you really need to sit down with your agent and go through why it is you do not want to. You know, why did you want to give up so much money on the table, I should say, because that's happening with a lot of these sales. You know, and it's not like it's a huge deal, and I don't want to let people think that there's thousands of properties that are being sold off the market. There's not, but the thing is that there were 13 in October, but there were 23 in November, so it's almost doubled. So we're seeing more and more of this, and a lot of people are doing it because they're getting beat out. And, you know, their agent in the office says to the other agent, I understand you're getting a listing coming up in Fountain Grove or whatever parts of the area they wanted. You know, is it available? Can I see it now before it hits the market? They say, sure, come on and check it out. And they check it out. Maybe they offer them 101% or 103%, where the demand for that property could be where they could get 110 or 115%. And you can't say they're not because the numbers are all there. And the numbers, especially for November, indicate that those numbers are up big time for selling in excess of 110%. But they're also up big time for when you just look at homes that have sold over 100% of asking. And, you know, I took the months of the last 2 months because I'm kind of like a for my comps right now, I think I'm using everything after the fire. So I looked at October, November, and if you look at the properties that sold in excess of 100%, and we had 367 single-family sales that were on market, not off market. These were on market listings. And these sold, okay, we had 107 sell for in excess of 100% of asking. That's 30%. Then in November, okay, we jumped. We had 159 properties that sold for 100% or more of the asking price, or 36%. So you can see there's a jump in those properties and in those sales. So that's a pretty tremendous number. So if you're not putting your house in the market, ask yourself why. You know, and maybe not ask the agent why. The agent may want to just do a quick sale and get on with it. But, you know, you really need to ask yourself, why am I doing this? Why do I not want to put this on the market? Is it for a week or two or three inconvenience? Because seriously, folks, if you're priced right and you're bid up, you're going to sell probably within a week or two. It's just the way it's going to be. So why would you not want to have a week or two of inconvenience? You know, and you can structure showings, you know, pretty much any way you want to. You can have your agent show it for you. You can do appointment only, 24-hour notice, 1-hour notice. There's all sorts of different ways where it can be made really easy for you to do that, all right? So we're going to take a break for the news and come back. We have this. Do we have the second trivia question out? I think we do, don't we? The second trivia is, what was the villain's name in A Christmas Story? We're giving away these beautiful T-shirts that Joe is modeling right now for me. Did you take a bath this morning, the shower and stuff? Because I got to get that back for me. Anyway, so we'll take a break and come back with the Real Estate Hour. And we're going to stay tuned for a shark alert because we're going to tell you, make you aware of what's going on out there with people bidding on property. If somebody is quoting you a square foot cost right now, I think they're probably, you know, pulling it out of a hat. So we'll stay tuned. We'll be right back after these words. Call the number 636-1350, 636-1350.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
The phone phones are ringing in Alabama, and when you pick up, a familiar voice says,
"Hi, this is President Donald Trump, and I need Alabama to go vote for Roy Moore." It is
and saying that Tuesday's special election for the Senate in Alabama is ground zero for President Trump. Roy Moore's chief strategist, Dean Young, on ABC's This Week.
"This is Donald Trump on trial in Alabama. If the people of Alabama vote for this liberal Democrat, Doug Jones, then they're voting against the president who they put in office at the highest level."
World leaders congratulating Iraq following the prime minister's declaration of victory over ISIS, kicking the last militants out of the country. Iraq declaring today an official holiday. With this victory parade in Baghdad, the U.S. reminding Iraqis that more needs to be done to keep ISIS at bay. The pause to help fire crews in Southern California's lasted only about a day. Right now, hot, dry Santa Ana winds are back. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
"I was born to sell real estate."
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
"I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle."
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
"Show me your home, and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me."
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Mostly sunny week ahead. Today, blue skies at 69, 68 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 36, 42 on the shores. A few clouds for tomorrow at 70 degrees, 67 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, sunny at 68, 64 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
I'll be home for Christmas. Hey, Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour, and hopefully you'll be at a home before Christmas. And it's one way or the other. What's that? What are you laughing for?
I'm just looking at it. Whatever you did to the camera, you got a great shot of our thermometer now.
How did that? What happened? Why is it doing that?
I have no idea.
I have no idea what it did. It must have flipped the screen. Yeah, maybe it's doing a FaceTime. See if you can get it to go back to the other way. You know, do that with the camera. I think I put it on a face thing or whatever. Anyway, so we're having a little technical difficulties with our Facebook broadcast, but welcome back to the show. So getting back to that, the whole reason I think this, you know, selling properties off the market is not a good idea. Number one, you know, you can show, okay, great, now I'm back. You can show that properties sell more when they're on the market. I mean, it's demonstrative. It's dramatic. You can see the reasons, you know, why it is, and especially in this marketplace. So I think if somebody tells you to take your house and not put it on the market, they better have a darn good reason, or you should have a really compelling reason not to do that. And there are compelling reasons. You know, maybe, you know, there's medical issues, you know, all manner of things. But just make sure that you realize you're leaving a ton of money on the table. And then agents, if you're selling a property off market, do us all a favor. Go in there and take a bunch of photos of the property, because we need that for comparable sales. It just fries me that people, agents that is, should we call them people? We'll call them agents. Okay, actually, that's it, Mike Kelly's opinion. They go out and they take these photos. One photo, and literally, it's a horrific photo. And you have no idea what the interior looks like. And they don't, they're so self-centered, they don't realize that that's going to be a comp we're going to use for maybe the next 6 months or 3 months. So please, 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 agents out there, take good photos and put them in the MLS, regardless if you are on the market or not. Okay, so the second trivia question we have, we've already given a lovely T-shirt away to Ryan. And where's Ryan? Petaluma?
Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa. So if you wish to go ahead and call and answer this question, what was the villain's name? The guy who beat up all the kids. There's a scene where Ralphie and his buddies and Flick are running because this guy just comes down and he beats them up and makes them say uncle and all this kind of stuff. And so what is his name? And it's maybe a little hard for you, but you can look it up. You can hold it higher. So I'm holding it up right now, the lovely T-shirt that Joe is modeling for you. If you're here in the station, you see, you know, Joe's buffed, rippling body behind this T-shirt. Right. anyway, so give us a call at 636-1350, and tell us who that villain was, okay? And maybe we should give another alternative. This is a really easy one.
That's an easy one to find, too.
It is pretty easy to find.
I found it.
You found it really quick? Yeah. Okay, we'll leave that one there. 636-1350. Anyway, so I went to a really interesting seminar that was held by the Bar Association, and it was put on by an architect and an attorney, one and the same, named Julia Donahoe, and she is an architect here in town and an attorney and has been really working closely with the group of builders and developers and architects represented by Dick Dowd, who was on the show about 3-4 weeks ago. Okay. And she's working with that group, and they're trying to figure out, you know, what's the best way to approach, you know, getting these homes built, especially when it comes like to Coffee Park and how, you know, somebody can get in there and maybe build 30 or 100 or 150, maybe you get 3 or 4 builders in there at the same time who can, you know, get a lot of these homes built. And I understand that in the Larkfield area at Wickiup, especially Mark West Estates, there's a builder from San Diego who was up there proposing to do some building, and they were the ones, I think, who rebuilt part of the Scripps Ranch. They lost, I think, 3,100 houses down there. So they were essential in getting that rebuilt. So they're up here now playing around and looking to, you know, tell people what it's going to cost and this kind of thing. A lot of builders, and we had a builder panel last Tuesday, and we had some, you know, custom people. Craig Lawson was there. Then some production housing people. Matt was there. I forget his first name. Excuse me for that. But he's a production builder. So we were asking, how long is it going to take, number one, and what's the square foot going to be? And the square foot costs, and that's the thing.
Alan Cattotti.
Alan Cattotti? Hi.
Alan Cattotti. What's up, Al?
Scott Farkle. Otherwise, you were a toady, right?
You got it. Well, that was his buddy.
Yeah.
His buddy was a toady.
I mean.
So say the first name again.
Scott Farkle.
Okay. I'll let you get away with that. It's Scott Farkas.
Farkas?
Farkas. That's why it's such a great name. It's such a villain name, Scott Farkas, right?
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
But you win the T-shirt. Yay, okay, cool. So you lucky guy, you. So have you got on Facebook and have seen what the T-shirt looks like?
No, not yet.
It's really cute. It's got Ralphie with soap in his mouth, and it says, "Oh, fudge." So it's a great shirt. It'll be a very festive shirt to wear around the office.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot for calling in. We appreciate it. And that was the villain, the redheaded guy with the Davy Crockett hat. His name was Scott Farkas. And I forget that guy's name. They call him his little toady. The little guy who was remember he had his buddy?
You forgot something?
I forgot. I know.
Oh, my God.
You got his name? What's his name?
Well, I got to look.
Now you got to look. Okay. Anyway. All right. So that's our trivia for today. We're going to have more T-shirts next week. So we have two winners, and we'll leave those up at the front desk for you here at KSRO Studios over on Nia Thomas. And I think Joe has already given folks the address. Did you get all of...
Yeah, I got everything, and I told him to come into the station to get it. Are you looking for Grover Dill?
That's him. Oh, that's okay. The guy.
Right.
Yep. Grover Dill, he was that little short little guy that Scott hung out with and all that stuff. Anyway, okay, enough of the Christmas story. Next week we can talk about the easy ones are who, what was the neighbor's name, and what kind of dogs did he have, and what did the dogs do to Christmas dinner, and what was Christmas dinner? Those are four easy ones for anybody who watches the movie like I do. Of course, I have it mostly memorized. Okay. So anyway, so getting back to the seminar I went to, it was really, really well done. The presenter was Julia Donahoe, and she is an architect and an attorney, and is involved in that group of business people that we had Dick Dowd, who is one of the members of that group, speak to us about what they're trying to do. And it's a matter of trying to get, you know, the city and the county to be proactive in getting things done. Now, you could argue the city has already dedicated. They've actually brought in a separate company that's going to be handling all the permits for the rebuild. One of the panelists on the builder panel we had last Tuesday at our realtor breakfast, and by the way, it was the most attendance we've ever had in one of our meetings. It was 260 agents showed up to hear these panelists, these speakers, you know, talk about how the rebuild's going to happen. But one of them said they have what they call, quote unquote, an expedited process. And if you saw the six pages of this expedited process, you would be wondering, how is it going to be expedited quickly when you see everything that's there? So, but, you know, most builders who are building, you know, large track subdivisions that are production builders, we call them, they're used to this kind of stuff. They're used to what needs to be done. So, but some of the interesting things we've been hearing is when they tore those foundations out, and one of the panelists said, why is FEMA the one to do all this stuff? And when you think about it, Joe, I mean, you don't have FEMA come in and clear a lot if you have one house burned down. So I don't know if it was just the economy of scale, perhaps, that FEMA could offer. That certainly, I think, was appreciated by a lot of folks. But there are private people that are clearing lots. It's not that daunting as it sounds to clear the lot. But now they have to, the way FEMA's doing it, they rip out the foundation, they take off the topsoil. Now you have to basically rebuild that building pad, because that building pad, you know, is all the soil, the compaction that needs to be redone on it. So there's a lot of issues that's going to go on with just rebuilding, you know, and determining where the lots are. Number one, you're going to have the lots probably all resurveyed, so everybody can tell where their property lines are, which might be a revelation for many people, because over the years, I can't tell you how many times I've seen neighbors say that's the property line, and they're off by 10, 5, 6 feet. You know, it's especially when you get into larger acreage. But even the small lots, I mean, we almost had a lawsuit over, I think it was 4 inches. And I know that sounds absolutely ridiculous, but we actually almost got into a law. And you know who the neighbor was? All right, don't. He was an attorney, and he had nothing better to do than come after my client and say, your fence is four inches on my property. And I kid you not, guys. You think this is – I'm making this up. It was unbelievable to me. We just said to him, okay, so what? He went, well, you don't get – you're encroaching. You know, it was just, oh, my God. So he must have just got his – passed his bar exam because he was all geared up for suing people. Anyway, so – The thing about it is that when you look at these lots, how they're going to have to develop the lots, and then you're going to have to get, you know, the builders in there. So hopefully the builders will come in. But I'm going to do a shark alert here when I get back and chat about the, you know, what's going on there, because there's some people that are, you know, prowling around there that are, I would almost say, preying, you know, on people that are, you know, wanting to get their homes rebuilt. And they come in and they say, sure, I can do this in, you know, 4 months for you, 5 months, 6 months, and it's absolutely bogus. But we'll talk about that in a second. But the great thing about this seminar was at the Bar Association, and Peter Steiner is the executive director over there and put some great programs out there. But they were talking about the insurance process too, because they were, you know, there's certain ways that the insurance company estimates the cost of rebuilding your home that has nothing to do with reality. And they use this, it's called Xactimate, and it's quote the industry standard for property insurance claims. And a lot of the the plugins they have in there, a lot of the modules, a lot of the data, does just not work for a high-cost area like Sonoma County. So a lot of people are figuring their insurance claims based on these numbers, and that's what their adjusters are using to tell you what your costs are going to be. But, you know, the square foot costs are all over the place. We've heard, you know, $225 to, you know, who knows, $600-$700 a foot, because if it's a custom build. And, you know, Fountain Grove, I mean, it took them, what, 7-8 years to build Fountain Grove? Who knows how long it's going to take, because you're going to have a custom builder can maybe do, pushing it, 7 to 11 houses a year. That's it. And, you know, and there's not that many custom builders running around here. Now, they also got to have crews. And if you get some big boys coming in, you know, and they have their superintendents for each subdivision they do, and they have their crews coming in, and they're going to be rocking and rolling. And so where does the smaller guy get that his contractors from, or excuse me, his subs? It's going to be real, real hard to do. So, you know, some people are saying 2 or 3 years, and that's what Julia Donahoe was stating. But, you know, I think when the process gets going, we'll see. It's not going to happen until the spring, obviously, because of you can't get foundations in the ground. And hopefully what they'll do is they'll pour a lot of foundations and then have plenty to build upon, you know, over the course of the year. But the thing is, you're going to have to get all these folks to agree on stuff. And that's going to be really interesting. Coffee Park, I guess, has what they call them, neighborhood captains. And there's a lot of folks that are lost their homes there that they're having meetings, you know, trying to talk, who's the best builder, who should we use? But there are a lot of people that don't want to do that. A lot of people want to do their own custom home in Coffee Park. And there's a lot of, you know, pitfalls of doing it yourself, because you have to make sure the contractor is going to be doing all the things that a production housing guy would offer you. Now, the nice thing about having a production housing company come in, like Gallagher or these people from San Diego or the Mats builders, they can say, look, okay, you don't need to talk to an architect. You don't need to talk to a designer. You don't need to, show us your plans. We've got all those copies. We've got all the plans. We're going to have to make them up to date with all the different code, because that's an old subdivision over there in Coffee Park. So the nice thing about using somebody like that and agreeing to it, they're going to say, okay, look, here's the model. Here's your changes. This is your upgrades. This is like buying a new house. So if you want to see what that's going to be like, folks, just go to some of the new home subdivisions here in the county and walk through them. And that's going to be kind of the process that you're going to be looking at when it comes to rebuilding your home in Coffee Park, up in Marquess Estates, any area where they can do large scale, you know, production housing. So your worries go down dramatically when you sign on the line with one of these guys. And, you know, a lot of your neighbors are going to be doing it. You'll have plenty of chance to look at the contract. One of the things that Ms. Donahoe repeated over and over again is when you get a contract from a builder, from a guy who's going to rebuild your house, make sure you have 3 people that are not family members, but 3 people that know contract law to look at that contract before you sign anything. And we're going to take a break and come back, Joe, with the shark alert, because there's a guy running around there, and he's out of the area, who's making some big, big promises, and he's working under a restricted contractor's license anyway. And then we're also going to tell you who you can call to verify all these things, okay? So stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Real Estate Hour. Mike Kelly, 636-1350. Call the number 636-1350. Right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Your latest article on this entire situation, and there's a quote there that says, it's entirely possible to fight for women's rights as a politician while mistreating them behind the scenes.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home, and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
What happened? There he is.
We haven't had him for a while.
We haven't had the shark alert a lot. We're going to have the shark probably a lot more on the show in the months to come. So that's the big pearly whites trying to take a bite out of your wallet, all right? This is our shark alert. We do this when we have something we really want to tell you about, make our point, kind of give you an alert. So right now there's a lot of people running around promising, you know, they're going to rebuild your house for this much money and it's going to cost this much per square foot and blah, 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 blah. And the interesting, when I was at this seminar for the Bar Association on Friday, the presenter, Julia Donahoe, who's an attorney and an architect, which is kind of a unique combination, basically would say there was some builders out there and you know, there's ways you can check builders out. And one of the easiest ways is just to call the North Coast Builders Exchange. Okay? Who's that? Is that me ringing? Oh. Anyway, sorry, my phone's going off. But yeah. So the North Coast Builders Exchange is the local exchange for builders. And you may want to just call them, okay, and say, look, is this person with you guys? It's always good to use a local builder. The people I'm talking about are not, they're not in the area, they're outside of the area. There's also the licensing contractor, state licensing board, CSLB. Go check them out. But the thing is what this person did that was so egregious is that he was, number one, working under a license that was restricted. And you can do the same thing with your real estate agent. If you're getting a referral for a realtor, look them up in the DRE or the BRE, the Bureau of Real Estate or the Department of Real Estate, and you know, see if they're licensed and see if they're working under a restricted license, and then see what violations they have against them that they're working under. It could be, you know, fraud. It could be commingling funds. It could be all sorts of stuff. So, but check it out with the realtor and the contractor. But more importantly, this contractor turns out was working under all the items that he was basically cited for. He had done the same thing with this contract he gave this homeowner. And the thing about it is that when they give you a bid, it should be very, very detailed as to what they're going to be doing. All right. I mean, there's going to be, you know, the size of the house, you know, how many bedrooms and baths, hopefully the plan layout, you know, if you get an idea about that, the size of the property, all these different things that they're going to do. This guy put down rebuild single family house. That was it. So number one, he's in violation of not really explaining what he's going to be doing. And then his square foot cost came in at $540 a foot. That is so wrong when it comes to, you know, the homes that are going to be built in Coffey Park. They're probably going to be in the order of $225 maybe to $300 a square foot. So he was almost doubling. And the thing that really got me, which I couldn't believe, was that he was getting paid 50% of his money for doing 20% of his work. All right. Now, think about it, Joe. I mean, he was doing 20% of the work, but he was getting over 50% of the money. So, you know, he's hardly even done anything, and he's getting half of the money. Well, when you give that to a contractor who's kind of flighty to begin with, or maybe does not have the right ethics, okay, they may just decide to walk. They get enough people, you know, signed up and get the money, start the project, they could be off to the next place. Who knows? So you just got to be very, very careful. Okay, when you're working with a contractor, make sure that, you know, maybe that they have, I would Yelp them, obviously. I would go to the state contractors board to make sure they're licensed, make sure they're working under a solid license, you know, and then call the North Coast Builders Exchange. Keith Woods is the director over there. Call them over there and say, hey, who do you know about this guy? They may know about that individual, or they may say, yeah, he's one of our members. He's a solid guy. He's been building, you know, here for the last 20 years, blah, 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 blah. So, but really make sure you check it out. Don't get burned. The people that had not signed this contract with that one builder, so they were okay. But supposedly he was talking to 20 other people in that neighborhood. So if you have anybody in Coffee Park who's thinking about signing any contract, and, you know, just make sure you have somebody look at that contract before they sign it. Hopefully they've already done that. But it can't be a friend of the contractors, okay? It can't be anybody he refers to you, because who knows what their motive is. So there's plenty of good attorneys out there, contract law attorneys, that can look at the contract and say, okay, let me go through it and check it out. So, you know, be very, very careful. You know, we don't want to hear all the horror stories about how people signed and the guy disappeared halfway through the construction. And, you know, I got news for you. That'll probably happen. So, but just be aware of it. You know, stay tuned to the show. We're going to try to update you on any things that we see out there that, you know, you have some sort of anomaly going on, you know, when it comes to a contractor, or they're not performing and dragging their feet. It's going to be a really interesting build. You know, I actually just read where the cost of lumber from Canada is going up. So, you know, you're going to have so many costs inherent with rebuilding, you know, here in California. You've got the added cost of all the items that the county and the city and the state have put on building nowadays, you know, the sprinkler systems, all this type of thing. So they're going to come on board, and there's all the entitlements that are inherent with the, you know, super efficiency houses and this type of thing. So that's all going to add to the cost of the house. So, and then hopefully this can be expedited. I was at a party yesterday, and an old realtor friend of mine was saying, why should the city or the county charge people anything for rebuilding their house? They've already paid that fee, you know, and I couldn't really make a strong argument why, you know, they should. But, you know, they are paying for these people, so they have to recoup some of the costs. But they need to get these houses up so they can get their tax base back. So that's the key here. They get to get property taxes need to come back into the county and the cities, because they're going to be hurting for the next 2 or 3 years. So next week, more trivia about A Christmas Story. And we'll be back chatting about that. And on the 24th, we're going to be here on Christmas Eve. So that's kind of cool, because Monday falls, Christmas starts on a Monday. So we'll have all sorts of fun stuff. Maybe we'll have a party here, Joe. Invite a few listeners in, you know, and that kind of stuff, and get some champagne rocking and rolling. Okay, see you next Sunday. Give me a call if you want. We're having an open house today, 1 to 4, at 1875 Willowside Road. You got to come out and see that, 6199. Allison will be there. It's 1 acre, about 1,250 square feet. You've been listening to The Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly, and I'll see you next Sunday.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.
The preceding was a paid presentation. This is FM News Talk Radio at 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO Santa Rosa.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you Oakland Raiders football.
Raiders football.
On the news and talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO.
Sending out Anthony Sherman, their lead blocking fullback, Justin Houston, their great outside linebacker. And Zach Fulton, who will start at center today. Carl Sheffer's our referee.
Using for today's toss. The NFL logo is heads. The